Welcome to the Root of It All podcast with Tree, where you will learn new habits for human betterment. We talk about all things related to personal growth and everything is on the table. Each episode, we'll explore different topics like self-care, mindfulness, goal setting, and more, with a focus on practical tips and actionable advice you can start implementing in your life today. Our goal is to help you become the best version of yourself and live a more meaningful life. So grab a drink, cozy up, take your dog for a walk or go for a drive. Join us for some fun and meaningful conversations with some amazing humans. Let's grow together.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Root of It All with Tree. Today I am here with Olivia. And Olivia is an amazing human being that you're going to get to know. And her company, and she's going to teach you a little bit more about it, but is all about female hormones. So female hormones, dare I say, it's almost like the new pandemic, hormones in general. So Olivia, welcome. Tell us about your mission.
Thank you so much, Tree. Yeah, I'd love to. We are Science and Humans. We actually started off in the men's health space. We started off with something called the male menopause, which is andropause, which a lot of men don't even realize. A lot of women don't realize either, but we help thousands of men navigate through their andropause journey. And we had a big heart for women's health as well. And obviously a lot of women working for us and a female co-founder who had a big heart for women's health. And so we moved into the menopause stage, which is a very, very hard time for so many women and an underserved community in the Canadian healthcare system. So we provide women with perimenopause and menopause support through hormonal treatment, which is a very mystified, confusing industry for a lot of people. But basically what we do is we just hold the hand of women going through that journey and give them support from a medical perspective and treatment options.
And so Olivia and I, we met actually on a golf course with tons of women that would totally be interested in this because they're the age demographic. Also, even what I've been finding it also probably you is that some people are actually going through menopause at an earlier age too. And so we met on a golf course with all of these women, which was a pretty powerful thing for them to learn all of what you're wanting to help these women out with. And even you and I, we had this conversation because Olivia, she is not yet hit menopause and she's in a younger generation. So an interesting comment that she made is like, oh, you know, that that you're not there yet. And but the cool thing is that you're so supporting of it. So it doesn't even matter if you're in menopause or just even if you're just a woman or, hey, a human in general, that this hormone thing is a thing for all humans. So I don't even think that even if you're at the menopause stage, that there could be some form of sort of hormone imbalance. So teach us about the upcoming sort of event or launch that you're doing. Or hey, are you allowed to let us know?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely allowed to share. And yeah, thank you for pointing out that menopause is happening earlier. Well, I guess I should say this. Early signs of menopause, perimenopause is starting. We're seeing patients as young as 35 coming forward with perimenopause symptoms. So I'm not too far out from that. So hopefully that's not my case, but there are so many women also dealing with PCOS, which affects so many of my friends and family members too. So definitely hormones is an issue that everybody has.
And what's PCOS?
PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome, where I won't get into the technical side of it, but basically where your eggs are supposed to be cysts are instead, and they have these women going through it have extremely irregular cycles. There's a complete hormonal imbalance, and it's really heavy periods, sometimes debilitating, mood swings, acne, hormonal weight gain, and you're just completely out of whack, which is really, really unfortunate for so many women. They have issues conceiving if that's something that they want to do, but the irregular periods is It's really all over the place. They could go months and months without having period, or they could go months and months just having a straight period.
And I imagine, like, even just us as humans or individuals, a lot of us that are fall into kind of like this pleasing category, that if people are suffering from those symptoms, sometimes they can get in the mood of just kind of like, oh, well, just suck it up and keep on going. So it's great that there's all kinds of different options now that people have, that if they are suffering. So if anybody's listening to this and that you're suffering from this, from any of those symptoms that Olivia mentioned, that it might be a really good option for you to reach out. And we'll have all of Olivia's details in the links so that you can reach out to her specifically. So when somebody does reach out to you, to teach us about kind of the journey that they go on.
Yeah. So if you reach out to me personally, I'd be happy to help. You know, we can talk about what's going on with either yourself or your family members, or maybe your partner's hormonal issues, what makes you think that it might be related to hormone issues. And then we're going to help figure that out with you. We're going to send you for blood work. So if you're Canadian, we're going to send you to your local Life Labs or Dynacare, which is really easy to access. And then from there, we're going to get the results back, and we're going to book a session with our medical experts, which is a nurse practitioner. And then they're going to walk through the blood work and talk about exactly what's going on. That blood work gives us an exact measure of where your hormones are at. We test for so many different biomarkers related to the thyroid and vitamin levels and everything that affects hormones. And we will basically just hold your hand, walk you through the journey, talk about treatment options, track your symptoms, continue to test you so that you start feeling better. I'd be very, very happy to help and connect you with our team and get it sorted out for sure.
And even I think too that you mentioned to me that with individuals, but it's even more powerful if any individual wanted to get the company that they work for involved. Or so would that be the person, like somebody connecting you with the HR team, or is it like management? Like, how does that pathway work for you? What's the best way?
Yeah. And that goes back to what you were saying about what are we doing in the future? What are we excited about? What am I excited to share? And I got brought onto Science and Humans on the B2B side, so business to business, which is really focusing on organizational wellness, which is what my background is in and what I'm passionate about. And that is to have organizations really walk the walk and talk the talk. They are giving out some organizations semi-decent benefits, but it's a one-size-fits-all. It's not giving personalized care and what we call precision medicine to each person. So things like fertility benefits are something that is starting to be a bit more common, which is fantastic. We're so excited to see that. But then fertility is in the conversation, but then menopause is completely left out of the conversation. And that's a huge percent of the workforce, over 50%. And each woman is absolutely going to go through menopause. Each woman might not want access to fertility care, but they're definitely going to go through menopause. So that is what we're out here in the space, really trying to promote awareness around how big of a deal menopause is, education around the debilitating symptoms. 1 in 10 women is leaving the workforce in Canada due to debilitating menopause symptoms, which is absolutely crazy. And then talking about access to care, because family doctors sometimes dismiss it as just something that you should suffer with, or they just don't have the knowledge and ability to provide that care. Many people don't even have a family doctor. So we exist to fill that gap in the menopause medical system. And so our new program for organizations is called MenoCare, and organizations, HR leaders, like you said, can come on board and really advocate for awareness education and provide tangible support to their employees so that the employees don't have to navigate the confusing healthcare system themselves.
And it's interesting too, like you're pointing out like statistics that people actually have to leave their job, or they can't work anymore because of the symptoms or what it is that's going on in their body. But also too, the people that are still working, but they're not functioning to their full capacity or their full ability, right? So that it could be holding them back from, say, going to the gym, or even be showing up in the relationships that they want. So also productivity in the workspace. So these are all things that when people are feeling their optimum best, that they're going to actually produce more. So there's going to be more productivity in the workspace. So if there's anybody out there that really has, well, any workers, if you own a company or you're in HR or you're a management of some sort and you're seeing that there's some sort of productivity going down or that your staff needs help, it's always great to bring in a third party. I mean, even a lot of the work that I do, I'm part of that third party that gets brought in when it comes to human behavior. And when it comes to human behavior, menopause is one of it. I mean, if you're in the middle of a hot flash and you're doing a presentation or you're, you know, trying to support your team and you know that your team's struggling and there's only so much that somebody can do, right? As a manager or a business owner. So these third party people coming in is such a great support. And it's such a great service that you're providing. Because the reality is all of us on this earth as humans, you're right. If you're female, you're going through menopause at some point, right? And it's almost like this thing, like we all go through puberty at some point. We all, you know, we all grow, we all get rid of diapers, we get rid of, you know, there's this process that when we're born and then we're learning this, we're learning that, and we're going through different things. So it's great that you brought that up, that, yeah, if you're female, you're going through menopause at some point in time.
Yeah, and it can be empowering. You can find empowerment in that stage of life. But as you said, if you're not feeling your best at work, you're not feeling your best in your relationship, it can be a really harrowing experience. So I hear that from women all the time. We were at those golf events, and I'm at a lot of different women's events. I like to be out there hearing the stories live from women. And I hear some of them say, I've never had a hot flash in my life, which is only one of the symptoms that everybody talks about. But, and then other people are like, no, I thought I was going crazy. I couldn't get up in the morning. I completely lost my relationship. I lost my friendships. I just didn't know what was going on because nobody had spoken it about it before. And I thought I was supposed to just power through it like my mother had done. And then I come to realize that my mother actually also had very similar debilitating experiences as well. So it's such an interesting time. And us as women or people who like to share and experience with other people should really be talking about it and be aware of it and be aware of the signs and symptoms for ourselves, but also everybody that we love around us too.
Yeah. And it's more common than not now, right? It also too, I'm sure. And again, I'm saying this with no scientific facts behind me, but you know, all of the chemicals that are in our food or in the air or in just around us, that even the technology, like there's different things in the air than what there was 50 years ago, right? Yeah, and there's absolutely. And there's so many other distractions too, or how it is that we're presenting ourselves in front. So what, is there anything else that you want people to know about what it is that you do, or how they can get involved? Like, I don't know if you take volunteers or if somebody wants to invite you to an event, maybe, like what else would you want to share?
I absolutely would love to. So I think each person has a due diligence, whether you're a man, a woman, no matter what you identify as, you have a due diligence to educate yourself about menopause. I would be happy to provide you with resources that talk about menopause because people around you are going through it and it's really wonderful to be aware of. It's very similar to the conversation we had about mental health. That was a huge conversation and still is. And people were very open to educating themselves about how to help somebody who's going through a mental health issue, how to be aware of mental health signs and symptoms. So I would say number one, education. Number two is advocacy, whether you want to be an advocate yourself or whether you want your workplace, you think your workplace is talking about DEI or equitable issues. Women's health is an equitable issue because it's an underserved and underrepresented part of the healthcare system. And so we really need to talk about women's health and women's issues that have been dismissed for a long, long time. So that's number two. And then number three, I'd be happy to just chat on a one-on-one basis. If you love chatting about women's health, you want to talk about yourself, or again, I am doing speaking gigs. There's National Women's Day that's coming up, International Women's Day. So I'm at an event for that. I'd be very happy to be at those. Even events that have to do with anything related to menstruation. Sometimes I call it menostration, because these are all part and parcel, whether it's menopause or menstrual issues or things like PCOS. So not just siloed to menopause, very happy to talk about the hormones in general, and even men's health as well, since that is also an underserved area. Not a lot of men talk about their hormonal journey, such as andropause, which I spoke about earlier. So definitely happy to chat and advocate with you and bring some awareness to the topic.
Awesome. Well, as I said, we're going to have all your contact information available for everybody. And I want to thank you again for sharing this. I really am also passionate about it because it is part of us as humans are, you know, we're here to have fun. We're here to enjoy ourselves. We're here to have human experiences. And sometimes if our body's not feeling at its optimum self, then it's really kind of taking the enjoyment out of it. Even when it comes to relationships, right? All of us, the relationship with ourselves, the relationship with others, and to really show up in the relationship of how it is that you want to show up. If your hormones are off or your mood is off, or you're just not feeling as energetic as you want to be, yeah, it could definitely ruin relationships, right? It could put your mind not in a useful place. So even clients that come here for weight loss or for other things, if they're not getting the progress and they're doing everything, getting their mind in the right place, they're doing everything that they're learning when it comes to the tools and techniques, then we also suggest for them to get their hormones tested because it could be something underlying there. And then once they do that and get that figured out, then they're getting to their goals even better as well. So thank you so much. So reach out to Olivia.
Thank you so much. And I just have to say, I totally forgot to add this. It's so pertinent that it's called the root of it all, because we also deal with root cause issues. Hormonal issues are what is identified as a root cause issue. So this is so serendipitous and so perfect. Yeah. So I thank you so much.
Yeah. You took the word right out of my mouth. Like, yeah, it's very serendipitous. Yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Tree.
Oh, pleasure's all mine.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of The Root of It All with Tree. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that you can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. And we will be posting motivational quotes and behind-the-scenes content that you won't want to miss. You can always sign up to come live while we're filming this, or even join us online through Zoom. We always offer open question and answer after each episode that we don't record, so it's all private, but you can get more involved. So sign up for free at businessgrowthresults.com, and we're going to cover all kinds of different topics that you're not going to want to miss. And if you're looking for that one-on-one guidance or help, be sure to book a free screening. You can do that at burlingtonhypnosis.ca or call 905-634-4777. And finally, you can catch our podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode. Thanks for listening.